across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Gizmo Barillas with Out of the Darkness. We played that as a shared experience yesterday afternoon. I really liked it. And I'm not just saying that because hopefully he's on the other end of the line. Gizmo, good afternoon. Are you there?
Hi there. How's it going?
Very good, very good. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
My pleasure.
Love that tune. Love that tune.
Thanks so much.
It is. I mean, we're into autumn here now. It's a bit of a mucky day here in Cambridge, but it's still music that lifts the soul. I'm looking at your Wikipedia page, and it says genres. Indie, funk, Latin, tropical, acoustic, folk, rock. And that pretty much sums you up, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah. It's a mishmash of all those little things, yeah.
Where did it all start for you, though?
Well, I mean, I'm from Spain, so I was born in Spain. So I guess, you know, when I was 10 years old, that's where it all started, really, because I was lucky enough to start playing flamenco music at an early age. I had a teacher where I was living, and, you know, I got lots of inspiration from Spain. So, you know, I tried to incorporate all that kind of music into my own music.
Yeah, there's warmth and sunlight in your music, definitely.
Exactly, yeah. You know, I spent a lot of summers in Spain, so, and I had a lot of cool soundtracks to my summers there. And, you know, I'd travel a lot across the north of Spain. With my dad, we'd be travelling in the car and just blasting out music with loads of different cassette tapes back in those days.
I was there too. Watch it.
Yeah, long time ago. You know, that's all kind of feeding into my own style. And as I've grown older, I've gotten into African music as well. So this Out of the Darkness track is very much inspired by Africa. The beat, you know, is kind of the classic dance beat, but it's very common in African music, and then it's got the indigenous flutes as well. So it's got, you know, ultimately it's a pop track, but it's got those characteristics that make it slightly more unique.
It's one of those tracks where somebody has put a bit of effort in, if you don't mind me saying. You know, so many tracks are just bashed out and away you go. Someone's put some effort in. Do you think, you said though that you started by playing flamenco music. Now, from what I know of flamenco in particular, flamenco guitar, you know, you don't just get to play that, do you? There's a lot of hard work behind learning flamenco. And did that set you up, do you think? Was that really, I guess, quite hard at times, but well worth the effort?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you think of some of the best flamenco players, like Paco de Lucía, for example, you know, he's renowned for putting in the time and the work. So, you know, he's one of my favorite guitarists. And, I mean, I very much aspire to be along those lines. You know, like, I really would love to be, I'm always kind of striving to become a better guitarist. There's always something to learn. And I think that's the beauty of music, is that you never stop learning. It's kind of a lifelong learning experience. So that's what really keeps me going, because I'm always looking out for the next thing to get onto and to improve on. And to be fair, it's just a lot of fun. I just have a lot of fun with it.
Well, that's got to be the way to do it, hasn't it? Now, according to your notes, it says here that you played multiple instruments, engineered, arranged and produced and wrote all the songs on your first two albums.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I did it more out of necessity, because, you know, I really wanted to just record my ideas onto somewhere, you know. And nowadays, now that you can just grab a laptop or a computer and just record anything you like, it's really opened up a world of possibilities. And, you know, what I would do is, at the time after school, because I was around a teenager when I started recording music, after school I'd just go home and just try out different ideas and record stuff. And that's how I learned what I do now. Like, I've made a career out of it, which is amazing. But it's just been a really interesting couple of years of learning. And then ultimately, that was my first album. Like, all those ideas that I was doing as a teenager and working on, I ended up recording. I actually uploaded one of the tracks to the BBC Introducing website. And that got picked up by one of the DJs there. And then that's how I got my manager now. So it's kind of, you know, slowly progressed to what it is now. And, yeah, I guess it's just been progressing ever since, really.
Well, you talk about, you've got your manager now. Your manager's the same management team as managed Jack Savaretti, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, well, yes.
So you're playing really, you're really up amongst the big league now, aren't you? And you're playing some great gigs, you're touring around. You're up amongst the...
Yeah, it's been a fantastic couple of years, if I'm honest. Yeah, the first two albums kind of set up my career, so to speak. And now I've finished my third album, and I think now it's time to kind of take it up to the next level. So I'm super excited to release this album. It's got some great collaborations. I've got one of my dream collaborations on there, which again is just an absolute honor because, you know, I'm really hitting the big guys with this. He's one of the best drummers in the world. He's one of my heroes. And I can't speak about it too soon because the single's coming out next month.
Right.
So I can't say his name yet.
No, but you've got collab. I mean, it is amazing because, you know, if you it's one of those things where if you sat and described your music, people would think, oh, okay, well that's nice. But you've been picked up so many places. You've got a track on one of the Café Del Mar compilations. Netflix have picked your stuff up. You know, you play Latitude at one point and the Montreux Jazz Festival in another. So you really are able to adapt and adopt and take your music to various audiences, all of whom are going to just go, well, I like that.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'd like to say lucky in many ways, but at the same time, it's just a lot of hard work.
Oh, I was going to say, an old man once said to me, the harder you work, the luckier you get. And exactly, you've just said exactly the same.
Yeah, I guess it's just about putting yourself out there and, you know, staying true to what you've been doing throughout. You know, for example, I could have gone off on my third album on a tangent and just went on to do something crazy, but I think as an artist, you kind of need to reinvent yourself without going too far off.
Yeah, you need to bring those people who followed you with you. You can't just dump them, can you? You can't just dump them and get a new lot, no.
Exactly. So, you know, I feel like at this point with this new album, it's the culmination point of all my experience from the past couple of years into this body of work, which I'm really proud of. So it's a really exciting time to be doing this, actually, for me, because I'm starting to see the reward. And actually, it kind of a nice analogy of it is kind of seeing the tree grow, because, you know, the trunk is a slow process, but then right at the end you'll get the fruit from the branches, and it only comes right at the end after all the hard work.
Absolutely right.
And I'm starting to see, you know, the fruit and well, and all the berries coming out.
Yeah, we've got people here who look at our social media and stuff like that, and they will just take one look at your 12 million times your music's been played on Spotify, 275,000 monthly listeners, 700,000 monthly streams. You know, that's the sort of thing where that gets you onto playlists, that gets you shown in place. So you're taking your music out to a wider and wider audience.
It's amazing.
I see you're playing the Camden Assembly on the 26th of November, is that right? So you're in the middle of a bit of a UK tour at the moment.
Yes, I'm very fortunate to be supporting Rodrigo Gabriela, two incredible musicians from Mexico. They play kind of acoustic Latin instrumental music, and they've invited me on tour. So I'm currently now in Glasgow, and yeah, we'll be playing across the UK for the next week. We've got the big headline, and then after that, in November, I've got my own headline show, which is going to be kind of the album celebration. I'm going to have my band on there. It's going to be incredible. Like, we'll have the full band with the drums and my bassist. They'll both be doing, like, harmonies. So we'll be bringing the album to life, essentially.
I was going to say, that must be quite fun for you. When you turn around and say, oh, you know, you played a lot of the instruments on your first two albums, really, that's okay, but that kind of takes that magic of doing live sessions out of it, doesn't it? You're hearing yourself playing against yourself. To play with other musicians like that and hear your music live and in that way must be great.
Yeah, well, I think it's the ideal situation, really. Like, the only reason I do it myself is because, you know, I was starting out and it was the only way to get my ideas across. But actually, for the third album, I've got more musicians involved. And it's a lot of fun because you get to see their take on the music as well. And then they give their own flavor to the songs. And also to have, like, great musicians on stage with you just elevates
your game,
so much.
And ups your own game, doesn't it? Because you just you all raise each other, so it's really, really good.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's going to be a great night, and we're looking at getting a fourth member for that show as well. So, you know, we'll get some lead guitar and maybe some synths as well, just to fill out some of the atmospheric parts.
It's going to be
a nice little gig, yeah.
Very nice. Well, I see, as always, you're strong on social media. You're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. You've also got, obviously, the website, gizmovarillas.com. But if people want to get tickets for the Camden Assembly show, are those available, or is that all gone?
Yeah. The tickets are available. They are selling, but they are available. So, yeah, you can get them from my website. Yeah, like you say, gizmovarillas.com. it's going to be a lot of fun. So please come down if you want to come for a dance. This is the place to come down to because it's going to be a great show.
Excellent, excellent. When's the album going to be due out?
So the album is due out next year. We have one more single before the new year, which is coming next month.
Right.
With my dream collaborator, so that's next month. And then we'll have some more singles as well. I'm actually going to be doing the music video for one very soon, so we're going to be releasing that shortly. So there's plenty of music coming out very soon.
Fantastic.
So for anybody that wants to hear more, just stay tuned to my social media. I'll be announcing stuff very shortly,
Fantastic. Well, we really love that the new single from you. Love Out of the Darkness. It's got great sound. We'll get plenty of plays here on Cambridge 105 Radio. We wish
you
luck.
So
I mean, it's always nice to speak to talented musicians.
it's a pleasure.
So thank you so much for that. I am disappointed that Gizmo isn't actually your real name, is it? Because
That's true. Yeah, so all my family is Spanish, and I was born in Spain, so my name's Guillermo. And because I was raised in Wales, in Cardiff, people just started calling me Gizmo as a shortcut, you know, like a little nickname. And ever since, it's just caught on.
Oh, it's a great one. It's great, but I did figure you were named after the lead character of the Gremlins film, and I'm sorry. I'm sure you've had that a million times. But
I know, right? I know. I recently watched that film with my partner, and we were laughing about it. Great film, love it.
So, excellent. Well, it'll stand you in good stead. People won't ever forget the name. I'm sure we're going to hear lots more from you. If ever you're in Cambridge, do please stop by and come in and play a couple of tunes and let us know where you're on.
We'd love to. Yeah, we'd love to do. We love doing acoustic sessions. So if you ever have a free slot, we're happy to do
it. Listen, the invite is there. The invite is there. Brilliant. If ever you want to come to Cambridge, we'll find a home for you. So that would be lovely.
Nice.
So good luck with
fantastic.
The single.
Thanks for the invite.
Enjoy the tour. Enjoy the big gigs. And we'll see you again soon. Gizmo Varillas, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Cheers.
Have a great day.
And you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.